possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Made it. Who's the coolest?
Is anyone who asked the question, who's the coolest, are they ever actually the coolest?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're actually asking.
I don't think anyone who's actually the coolest ever says, hey guys, who's the coolest?
And then you go, everyone's supposed to answer, you are, just like that.
What's cooler than being ice cold? No,
ice cold Bud Light.
I screwed that up.
Yeah.
What's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold.
There it is. Ice cold Bud Light. Ice cold Bud Light. Beer.
Who's the coolest of the three of us?
Ooh, good question.
Probably Mel.
Yeah.
Is he pranking me right now?
Life experience.
Because you're never serious.
Life experience is probably Mel, right?
I'm never serious. We literally talked all last week about how I'm too serious.
Oh, yeah.
About like the production of the show.
Yeah, I know. That's ridiculous.
Sounds like he's a producer.
So,
also the lowest bar compared to you guys.
Kyle comes back with, well, you're only serious about talking on the airwaves on the show.
So you really think I'm the coolest?
You're definitely the coolest.
Awesome.
I think when it comes to like life experiences, you've probably led the coolest life.
Oh, well, because that's what happens when you're single all the time.
Yeah, it does help.
It does.
It does. Being single, you know, look, I know, look, when I was single,
yeah,
all I could think about was getting a girl.
Yeah.
Now that I'm got a girl.
You wish you were single?
No, I don't wish I was single. Don't put words in
Do
my
you
mouth.
Hear you, Kyle?
I just.
Remember that one
he
time?
He wishes he was single.
No, I wish
say,
I would have
that time on the podcast. He was
more.
Like, I love when my wife's gone. I take that. And I was like, yeah, but by week two, you're always sad. You're like, yeah.
I did say that. Yeah.
I was like, he wants to be single though. So.
No, I like it in small doses. I like it in small doses. I like getting to do whatever the heck I want to do.
Yeah.
That independence. You have that independence. You love that
No,
independence.
That's the least surprising thing ever that you're like, yeah, I know what that. I love doing whatever I want to do.
That's no joke. And I legitimately think that that's like, you love that more than most things.
I do love it.
You've asked me so many questions about marriage and all of them I could probably stem back to just being independent. Because like I remember one time, well, I guess this one wasn't, but one time you asked me, you go, so you've been married a long time. And I was like, oh, I cannot wait to see where this is going. You go, do you ever run out of things to talk about?
I also love whenever we've like proposed questions on Dear Ma, and somebody will be like, oh, I'm starting to like see somebody and they want me to do this and I'm just not a fan of it. Like somebody recently called in about their new girlfriend loves museums and he doesn't love them. And you're like, don't go. Easy. And we're like, that's not how relationships work. You're like, what do you mean? You can just go. Just don't go.
Oh, yeah. I do remember
you
that.
You did that around the holidays, too. Somebody was like, I don't want to go to my family's, I don't want to go to my husband's family Christmas. And he just went, don't go. And both Austin and I were like, you have
to.
Yeah,
I was like, that's not how relationships work. And you're like, are you sure?
Are you sure?
I mean, you know, everybody's got to be happy in the relationship. Sometimes you need to separate and do your own thing. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Agreed. But that's not necessarily compromise. Like, because relationship is all about compromise. Like, you got to give and take. But you can't do like, hey, I'm going to give by just not showing up to things where I'm expecting.
And then
to
I get it. To take what I want out of this.
Yeah. That.
I think when it comes down to the level of despise you have doing something.
Okay. All right. Let's do
okay?
this. Let's do
all
this.
Right?
Let's do this.
What?
Mel, you are, let's say, you don't have to be married. You're in a long-term relationship. Okay? You've been dating a guy for years. And every year, your family does a big Christmas celebration. And but your boyfriend hates your family. They rub him the wrong way. They're constantly picking on him, making fun of him. He just doesn't like to be around him.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I'm not going to your family Christmas anymore.
Okay.
You would just be like, okay?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. You would be mad. That would bother you.
No, not if they picked on him and they didn't like him and he didn't like them.
What if you thought he was being sensitive to it?
Ooh. Yeah, what if you thought he was being a little B-word?
Like, you see it from a different angle.
Yeah, because it is your family.
Right.
It is your family.
And you know, like, oh, my family picks on those they love.
Yeah, toughen up, buttercup.
Right. You guys are not going to believe me, but this is the truth, is I rather not hear the complaining later. I rather not have the uncomfortable situation. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to deal with it. Fine. Stay home.
Okay, but
do
then.
Do what you got to do.
But then, what about the optics of when you show up without him? The whole family
don't
asks,
get used
where's what should we name her hypothetical boyfriend? Carl.
How about hottest guy on the planet?
Where's hottest guy on the planet?
So you want to name him Hot Carl?
Hot Carl. Wait, what is Hot Carl? Is that a sexual term?
Oh, weird. That tied in together.
Why do I know that? What is it? What is a hot Carl?
I think it's when you poop on someone's chest.
No, isn't that a Cleveland steamer?
I think it's the same thing.
Ew, you guys, how do you even know these things? These are gross.
Because you learned it in eighth grade.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. Porter knows what they are.
Yeah.
Go
no
home and
way.
Say hot call, Carl.
Call,
to,
yeah, call, text him and yeah. say hot Carl and see what he
ask him if he knows what a rusty trombone is.
What's that? What's a rusty trombone?
I can't say on the podcast.
Say on the
this
air.
Is a family friendly thing. Just go to urbandictionary.com.
He just talked about pooping on somebody's
chest.
Yeah,
well, there's some things that are worse. Like,
yeah.
Like a rusty trombone.
Right.
Well, now I want to know what it is.
Why don't you Google it?
Yeah, why don't you Google rusty trombone?
Then what am I going to
start Google
getting
image
on my
search,
phone?
Though.
Don't
not on the work computers.
The algorithm is going to like start sending
me gross
stuff.
Urbandictionary.com. Go to urbandictionary.com and just look up rusty trombone. Or ask Porter. Text Porter.
Oh. Yeah, there's one of two options.
Could you imagine getting that text from your mom?
You're just like in class.
Oh my
and the
God.
Square root of the zzz, zzz. What the hell?
Wait, oh, my mom's texting me. It must be important.
Mom's teacher, I gotta take this call outside.
Wait, rusty.
Yeah, call the school and have the principal pull him out of class to take your phone
here
call.
That guy gets up.
Don't read it out
oh
loud.
Oh my gosh.
No? Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Trust me.
Oh my God. How do you guys know
this
stuff?
We're not dirty guys,
eighth
but like
grade.
Literally middle school.
I'm not, that's not an exaggeration.
If you went to public school, odds are you know all these terms.
In eighth grade, it
I
was.
Went to public school?
As a boy.
You just learn them.
Trust me. While girls are like, you know, talking about what boys they're going to marry one day, guys are talking about this.
It's yeah.
Like,
we're too busy.
Yeah.
Too busy figuring out rusty trombones.
Right.
And dirty Sanchez's.
Look, middle school's a weird time.
You don't know what a dirty Sanchez is?
Don't.
Maybe go look that bad boy up.
Yeah, you can't say that one either.
I'm not going to say that one.
Listen,
on
we're not going to say any of these on the air.
Well, we did already kind of describe what could have been a hot car.
Yeah, Cleveland steamer. Yeah.
Wait.
Actually, I'm going to double check my resources on that.
Let me see what that is.
Mel, we didn't choose this life. This life chose us.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
I'm sorry. Look.
There are some sick people out there.
There are. And we're not either of them. Don't lump us in with them.
I'm in.
Just because we know it, you know? It's like,
just learn.
Just because we know what Jeffrey Dahmer did doesn't mean we like it.
The problem was we were taught to learn in school. And sometimes we just learn the wrong thing.
Right.
Yeah, that right.
Yeah.
So whose fault is that?
They should have called it public school. Because you only learn about gross stuff there.
Oh, man.
Clearly.
Now that's all I'm thinking of.
You know, is the one time, not one time, but one of a few times that I'm glad I'm not a guy. Because it's like, you guys are just gross.
But also, Mel, I feel like if they did talk about it at your school, I could see those conversations just like you just missing out. Like, just like, I don't
know. Not paying attention?
Yeah. Like, just like if it was, and you just being like, oh, okay. You know, or like you hearing about it and just like not registering.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean that as a compliment. You've got a very, you've got an innocence to you. And it's an innocence Kyle and I long for.
I wish I could go back to the days of seventh grade.
I wish I could go back to the days before I knew what a rusty trombone was.
Oh, you know, my God.
You know how many? You know what I would love to be able to forget? You know, it's that Jim Carrey movie, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like erase your memory.
Yeah, except your Kate Winslet is a Cleveland steamer.
Can we post that as an out of context quote?
Oh my God.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The steamer is so bad.
Yeah.
It is bad.
Funny though.
You guys talk about movies, and you. But anytime you mention the word sunshine, I always think of.
Remember the Titans?
No, the movie.
Oh wow, good. Both of us, strong pulls.
No, the Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, with Steve Carell.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
I love that movie.
And who is, not John Malkovich, who's the grandpa in that movie?
Alan Arkin?
Yeah.
Good pull.
Good pull, Kyle.
Yeah.
I know some things besides rusty trombones.
Spoiler alert, he dies in the movie.
Oh, geez, I forgot about that.
What's the spoiler alert like?
Also,
what's the timeline that you can spoil a movie?
No.
Because obviously you're cool with spoiling Little Miss Sunshine. If you're not, like, yeah, it's like that, the movie I Am Legend. I've never seen it.
Ooh.
With Will Smith?
Is
that Will Smith?
There's a big spoiler in that one.
I know. I've seen, I know the spoiler, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because people said, I think people said it in the summer.
You know, I went 10 years without seeing The Village, and I know there's a huge twist in that one, and I stayed away from the twist.
Oh, how did you avoid it, though? I mean, you can't necessarily always avoid it.
Well, there was no social media back then.
Well, yeah. So
well, people
so
were
it was
talking
easier.
About it, and you didn't know they were going to talk about
yes,
it. You were standing
yes.
there.
And people were talking a lot about
well,
that
he
movie.
He had his head buried into Urban Dictionary reading about
yeah, I was too busy learning other things, Mel. No, I don't know how I did it, but I was able to do it, and I watched it, and I was riveted by that twist. Honestly, I think that is a very underrated movie. But another twist that I don't know of.
What?
The ending to Lost. I don't what? Know how Lost ends. And I haven't seen the movie This Is 40.
Because it ruins
because
it?
Because they talk about the ending of Lost. I
well,
heard that they make a joke about
it. What's holding
you
back? Go finish it.
I know. I need to. Well, I have to go finish Lost before I go and see This Is 40.
This is the fight my wife and I have a lot because we're trying to find like a TV show, like an older TV show that we can like binge watch together.
Ooh, yeah. Sopranos.
We already did that. But the thing was,
I've never seen Sopranos.
I want to watch something that I don't know the ending or spoilers to. So like, I never watched all of Game of Thrones, but everybody spoiled it for me. Everybody, like everybody says like what happens in those key moments that happen. So I'm like, I don't want to. And we tried watching The Wire. My wife is out on that, even though I want to watch it. But I might rewatch Breaking Bad, even though I know the ending because she's never seen it. And I genuinely like that show. But the amount of things I've learned online that just get spoiled. The worst one, the one I was actually mad about, which, by the way, I knew the ending and a lot of spoilers to Sopranos just kind of being online, seeing things pop up on YouTube, but also I watched the first episode I ever watched was the finale. Watched it at a friend's house live because it was such a big deal.
Yeah, I remember that. They made jokes about it on SportsCenter.
I remember,
but do you remember... It was a one season series on HBO back in like 2016-17 called The Night Of.
Oh,
I loved that show.
Of it,
I was telling you about this show.
So it's basically like if you don't know what it is, it was like
it's a mini series.
It was a mini series, and it was like it starts with like this kind of geeky guy.
Tortorelli. What's the actor's
name?
Yeah,
but not him yet.
John Turturro.
Now you're just naming other people that are in that. This geeky guy. What like is supposed to go to a party, ends up meeting a girl, she gives him a like some drugs, and then he just wakes up at her house and she's murdered and he's like covered in blood. So this whole thing is trying to figure out, is he the one who killed her, blah blah blah, like he's clearly guilty, is he gonna get out, like this whole thing. And my wife and I were watching it a little bit delayed. I think we started it late, but we were like, oh, we're catching up. It was before we lived together, so we had to like, we would only watch
to go to each other's house.
When I went to her place in the city. And I remember, I think we were on the second to last episode, about to be. And somebody from Barstool Sports tweeted out randomly, I'm starting The Night Of. And I clicked on it to see if somebody was like, oh, the show's great, blah, blah, blah. Because at that point, like the first half of the season was great. Second half just kind of tapered. So I was like, oh, I wonder if it ends well. I wonder if somebody would say, somebody just says what happens at the end. The first reply.
No.
The first reply was, bam. And I was like, well, that sucks. Because I did not see that coming. And I would have like, and when
you would have liked to have avoided it.
Yeah. I did. When I watched it, I'm like, I would have not have predicted that at all.
So you said you wanted to see a movie that...
TV show.
A TV show?
Yeah, because I want to binge something. A movie I've avoided a lot of movie
spoilers.
Hmm?
I think the best movie...
I've watched the finale.
No joke. That I have seen in the last 2 years.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I was like, TV show. And you're like, you said movie. And I said TV show. And you went, great. So the best movie I've ever seen. Sorry, keep going. I'm like,
the solid transition.
I'm looking for a restaurant recommendation. So you want to read a good book.
No, I said restaurant.
Restaurant. Perfect. So anyway.
So my favorite book is. So all right, what is it? What movie? I'm excited to hear what this is.
I think I know what it is.
Do you?
Wicked.
No.
No.
Interstellar.
No.
Oh, that's a good guess. That was a really good guess.
We talk about that show, movie a lot. Never seen it. Don't know the. What? I actually kind of know the ending from it. Somebody ruined the ending for that. People just ruin endings for
you
me.
Need to see things more like in the moment.
Well, I think people ruin them right away for me. That's the problem.
Well, quit going on social media.
I try not to. It's not like I'm like Googling Interstellar ending. It's just like, eh, scroll. This is how it ends. Dope.
Okay.
What's yours?
The Iron Claw.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was good. That was good. And that was one, if you don't know the story, it's better to go in blind.
If you don't know the story, which I did not.
Here's a great example of this. By the way.
Another movie that was spoiled for Kyle.
Because there would be podcasts trying to talk about it, and I would purposely skip it.
Yeah.
Purposely.
Yeah, yeah.
The second they would even say Iron, skip. I avoided it. And then one time somebody just went out of context.
Oh, no.
Said what happens and goes, yeah, you know, the movie. And I just went.
Oh.
Like, they didn't even say.
They started with the spoiler and then said what movie it was.
Like, oh, it didn't even say, like, this was the Iron. They were just like, yep. And I went, cool. I'm still going to watch it because I still want to. But I'm just like.
You've got to see
this is
it.
The so worst good. Part about there being too many things to listen to.
That, for some reason, that should have been an Academy Award winner.
I thought so, too. I thought
and,
it was really
why
good.
It didn't get even nominated, I have no idea, but that's the best I've ever seen Zac Efron, and I know I'm partial to him, but I actually really mean
yeah,
it.
Yeah, did that start your Zac Efron? Like, you went, like, no. Look, if Mel's doesn't do drugs, okay?
Okay.
But the closest we've ever seen Mel coming to drugs was she got on a Zac Efron kick earlier last year. Like,
yeah.
it was a tailspin of just down
so
into
dramatic.
She was coming in scratching her neck and was like, you guys got any Zac Efron on you? And I was like, I don't even know what that means. She was like, I need a Zac Efron kick right now. She goes, I was up till 2:30 last night on a Zac Efron wormhole. And what she meant by that was not only just watching Zac Efron videos and clips and stuff, but figuring out who on Instagram Zac Efron has more followers than.
That's my favorite. And I think that was the day that you stopped complaining about being tired.
Yeah.
You would come in a lot and just be like, guys, I'm tired today. So tired. Completely understandable. We all wake up early, got it. And then you did that. And I think I was like, oh, par for the course. Mel's tired. Yeah. Feel bad. Good. I'm in the back. And then I come back and Austin is just looking at you. And I go, what? And you go, ask her why she was up late. And I go, Mel, why were you up? And you're like, well, I think Austin went, she just looked at Zac Efron's Instagram account all night till 2:30.
She tried to justify it. She's like, yeah, but guys, he has more followers than Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
He does. Have you guys seen A Family Affair? With him and Nicole Kidman?
No.
I want to.
It was good.
It's kind of a comedy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I need to see that. I started watching.
He's so good in it. What?
Bob Uecker passed away.
Oh, no, that is sad.
That makes me really sad.
Bob Uecker, the announcer. Just a bit outside. Yeah, have you ever seen Major League?
Yeah, have you ever seen Major League?
Yeah.
He's the announcer in Major League.
Damn, that's sad.
I always, like, he was the only reason I kind of wanted the Brewers to win a World Series.
The only Brewer worth liking.
Well, that's sad.
That is sad. He's iconic.
It's like breaking news, huh?
Yeah.
Literally, it happened 4 minutes ago. It just got leaked 4 minutes ago.
Wow. Well. Talk about a spoiler.
Well, what'll make you feel happy hopefully, is A Family Affair. Go see it.
Hope somebody wasn't like listening, being like, I hope nobody tells me anything about Bob Uecker. Oh, no!
Why did they not give a spoiler warning?
Spoiler alert. Bob Uecker's dead.
One of the most famous spoiler warnings of all time. Do you remember the movie? Do you remember when Avengers was big?
Yep.
And, you know, obviously, like, the thing about the superhero movies was they were all linked together. And you didn't want to, like, find out the plot twists or the endings, like the end credit scenes were always big. And so it was always like there was this unspoken rule amongst superhero fans, Marvel fans. It's like you go and see the movie and you don't say anything about it. You could talk about it if you liked the movie, if it was great or what, but you don't say what happens in the movie. And everyone abided by this law. Except for...
Who?
NFL running back LeSean McCoy.
What? Seriously?
I remember this happening.
He tweeted April 26th, 2019, shortly after...
This was within a week.
Avengers Endgame.
The same weekend.
Yeah, Avengers Endgame came out. R.I.P. my dog, Tony Stark.
Oh, what? He did not.
He did. He did. And people were like, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
The one spoiler that I'm surprised was not ruined for me was the Avengers Infinity. What was it? Was it Infinity War? What was the first?
It was Infinity War and then
Infinity Endgame. War. Never got spoiled for me. Haley and I saw it like really late, just kind of like, oh, why don't we go see this movie? We had seen some of the Marvel movies at that point, enough to know what was going on. And I was like, oh, like that's a great ending. I never would have thought it. And then
we literally talked about it on the pod. Yeah. Our boss Marcy just popped in let us know the Bob
Just
Uecker
a bit
news.
Outside.
Yeah, and today's entire podcast episode is all about spoiler warnings.
So, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Hope you weren't expecting Bob
Fittingly.
But that one didn't get spoiled. And then I realized that I had seen posts online that like kind of alluded to it. I just didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, I remember we were waiting to see Endgame because it sold out like for like a week straight. So it was like, okay, we're going to go like a week or two late. So I avoided all the spoilers. But I saw a headline that said, LeSean McCoy ruins Endgame. And I was working at Sirius at the time, and one of my coworkers, who was a big Marvel fan, had already seen the movie. I was like, I guess he spoils it. And he was in another room, and he watched it. I didn't hear it. He watched it and went, oh, yeah, do not listen to that at all. It's going to ruin the entire movie for you.
Oh, my God.
And so luckily I didn't.
It was literally, Mel, it was the day the movie came out.
Well, was it?
Yeah.
He did that the day it came out?
The day it came out, April 26th. R.I.P. my dog, Tony Stark. That was one tweet.
He should have gotten fired for
that.
The
very next tweet.
Well, I think he was retired at the point.
Oh, shoot.
Excuse me, that was fired from
being retired.
R.I.P. my dog, Tony Stark was the second tweet. But that was the one that blew up because it got so much bigger.
Gosh.
The first tweet, he tweets, quote, the worst day ever. Me and Lil Shady are hurt. They killed Iron Man. Take Captain America instead.
Oh my gosh.
And then RIP my dog Tony Stark. And he didn't even spell Tony right.
How do you spell it?
He spelled it like Kadarius Tony spells his last name.
T-O-N-E-Y. Oh, T-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah, Tony, it's just T-O-N-Y. It's the easiest name to spell.
Weird.
Yeah, so.
Really weird.
And you know what's funny is LeSean McCoy's nickname is Shady. They call him Shady McCoy. That fits the narrative there.
No kidding.
Did you guys ever download that app for your phone that told you when to get up and pee during a movie?
No. No, because I don't like to get up and pee during a movie. I hold it.
Yeah, I try not to go.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to go.
The movie Anyone But You, I saw it a couple times in theaters with Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney.
A couple times.
Well, because I saw it once by myself, and then my wife wanted to see it, so then I went and saw it with her.
Okay, sure. He really wanted to see it
twice.
It's
a good movie.
Yeah,
I'll
stand
by it.
You wanted to see Glenn Powell, just like the rest of us.
Yeah. Yeah, he takes his shirt off in that movie.
Oh!
Don't they do it in the shower in that
movie? They do.
Oh.
It's pretty hot.
Any rusty trombones happen in there?
I don't know.
I'm asking.
Kyle.
He is asking.
Twice, you got to ask.
It is worth asking because he doesn't want to see the movie, if so.
Yeah, I want to avoid it.
I think it was the second viewing I went and saw it. For the whole second half of the movie, I had to pee so bad. I had to pee so bad.
First time you saw it or the second time?
The first time I saw it. And, speaking of Marvel movies... One time I saw a Marvel movie and I had to go to the bathroom so bad. But the thing with the Marvel movies is you have to sit through the credits for the end credit scene.
Because of all the fun stuff, yeah.
And I
And so I'm literally sitting there. And I don't know if you've ever sat through the credits of a Marvel movie, but they are the longest credits ever. Because if there's 9 billion people on this planet, 7 billion of them have worked on a Marvel movie. And they're all listed by name in the credits. Oh my God. It's like, and there's like, it's so annoying. If you ever get deep into the credits on a movie, you'll see like special thanks to. And then it's like, and then there's a section, they add these sections, like all the babies that were born during the production of this film. And it's like the names of the babies. And it's like, shout out to the pets. Yeah, it's like, why are we giving shout outs to pets? They can't even read. I have to go to the bathroom. Just hurry up and get to this scene so I can go. It made me want to spoil the end of the movie or read spoilers on the end of the movie.
Well, did you poop your pants?
No, I had to pee. My bladder. Did you pee your pants? My bladder. If I die early, it'll be from bladder disease or something because of how many times I've held it in just in times like that.
Do you know who else has to do that for their job? Guess who has to do that for their job?
Doctors?
Are you saying this like, oh, I thought
doctors
you were saying.
Doctors and surgery.
So, I thought you were going to be like, me.
It's like Mel.
I'm like, Mel.
We talk for like 2 minutes. Yeah,
you could go during one of the songs.
You never
know. We have commercials and
music. You never know when we're going to get news like Bob Uecker dying.
Sometimes they'll be in surgery and sometimes they can't step away. Now, if they can and everybody can hold the table and the patient and keep them stable while they go to the bathroom, great. But sometimes they're in the middle of something and they can't leave.
I would be like dancing.
So they have to stand up for hours and hold it.
I'd be like swiveling my hips, you know, like dancing, like trying to hold it in, like with my knees touching.
Right.
Trying to pinch it. If I was a doctor and I was in surgery and I had to pee that bad, I would start performing surgery on myself. Go to my bladder, cut myself open, go to my bladder, tie it, into a knot.
Weird turn.
What?
Just put a catheter in. There you go.
Oh, yeah. I guess that would be easier.
Yeah.
Or wear a diaper.
Wait a minute.
Chopping yourself up
over
there.
Wear a diaper.
Have you thought about this before?
Ooh, good question.
I almost wonder, this should be a show question.
What? What would
do
you
doctors
do
or nurses in surgery, have they ever had to put a catheter in?
And because these surgeries can last hours,
Melissa
right?
wants to know. That's going to be the what we're going to title it.
Melissa wants to know.
Wow.
Doctors or nurses in the middle of
surgery. Where'd you come
up
with that name?
ever had to put a catheter in during surgery?
Guys, I got a question.
No, we should do it.
I got a question. We're going to call it Kyle as a question. And
No. I like this Melissa wants to know. We do this bit, but let's do it every single week.
Sure.
And every question that Melissa wants to know is about catheters.
Okay. I could come up with quite a few questions before I run out.
Has anyone ever worn a catheter while getting a rusty trombone?
God, stop.
I'm out.
No, you stop.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.